Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masechas Bava Metzia, Perek Daled, Mishnah Hamish Tavav. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Asur Bas Rachel Shishi B'zecher Avan Shishi B'kagon B'karav Mamesh. In the previous Mishnah we began discussing Aina, which is price fraud, and we had spoken about metaltal and movable objects. Now we're going to move on to discussing money. Mishnah asks, Kamatei Asel Chaseira V'leyei B'Aina. How much is a coin allowed to be missing, and there's no issues of Aina? Now what does that mean, a coin missing? So this is a little bit challenging to understand nowadays, because the metal of our coins isn't worth anything. If the coin is stamped 25 cents, it's worth 25 cents on the market because that's what it says on the coin, but the metal itself is not worth anything. If you melt it down, it's worthless. But back in the day, when they had a coin made out of silver, gold, or copper, it was made out of real metal. It didn't just look like that. It was actually really gold, silver, or copper, and it was technically worth its weight in that precious metal. And since over time, these coins get worn down, it was very common that it didn't weigh as much as it said on it. And the question is, how much can it get worn away and there's no issue of Aina? So Rav Meir says, Arba Yisarin, Isar Ladinner, it's 4 Yisarin per Sela, which turns out to be an Isser per dinner, which is basically 1/24 of the weight of a Sela. Now Rabbi Yehuda says, Arba Pundyonos Ladinner, it's 4 Pundyonos per Sela, that's 1 Pundyon per dinner, which is 1/12 of the weight of a Sela. And Rav Shimon Eimer, he says, Shmoida Pundyonos, it's 8 Pundyonos per Sela, which is Shnei Pundyonos Ladinner, 2 Pundyonos per dinner, and that's 1/6 of the value of a Sela. And so we see Rav Shimon is the one that holds that Aina by coins is the same thing as Aina by regular sale. On to Mishnah Bava, we continue discussing this. Ad Masay Mutar L'Achzer, up until when is a person allowed to return this coin that he received, which turned out to be worn out way too much, so there's an issue of Aina. Now the reason why we're asking this, even though we already addressed this in a previous Mishnah, is because in that Mishnah we were discussing metaltal and movable objects, and there's always somebody that can evaluate how much this item cost. You buy a watch, a bike, a car, something like that, there's always going to be someone around that's going to know how much it is. But when it comes to coins, there's very few people that are going to know how much this is worth. And one of those people is called a shulchani, a money changer. So therefore, the Mishnah tells us, b'krachin, if a person lives in a big city, ad kedei she'yeh lo shulchani, he's allowed to return it within the amount of time it takes to go to a shulchani, show this coin to the money changer, and see whether or not it's its true value. U'bekfarim, and small villages that don't have a money changer, ad arvei shabbosos, he has up until Erev Shabbos, because then he's going to go to the market, try to use this coin, and then one of the vendors by the various market stalls is going to say, look, this coin is worn out, I'm not accepting it. Then he knows it's not a good coin, it's too much worn out, and he'll bring it back to the person who gave it to him. Now we move on to a unique situation. Im hayim akira, if the person recognizes that this is the coin that he had given this other person, and this fellow is a chassid, he's extremely pious, he wants to go lifnim ishuras hadin, afilu l'achar shnimasar chodesh mekabli menu, he should even accept this coin back after 12 months. He gave it to the guy 12 months ago. But this fellow, the original one that had a coin, he's a chassid, he wants to go lifnim ishuras hadin, so he should accept that coin back. However, if the one who gave the coin is not a chassid, and the one who received the coin waited too long, the giver doesn't have to take it back, and therefore, the one who received it can only have complaints on him, but he can't bring him to a din taira, forcing him to take the coin back. Again, that's because he waited too long. Lastly, the Mishnah tells us, a person is allowed to use his coin for pidyon of Maaser Sheni, and he doesn't have to be worried. We know that a person is Maaser Sheni, it either has to be brought up to Yerushalayim and eaten there, or he could be paided, he could redeem it onto money, and the money is brought up to Yerushalayim and used for food. Now, even though we were just talking about this worn out coin, and whether or not the giver has to take it back, or if the receiver has to keep it, it's still considered a coin. It's usable currency, and therefore a person is allowed to be paida his maaser sheni onto this rubbed out coin. She'ene elo nefesh ra, because a person who doesn't want to accept this coin is just considered a nefesh ra. He's just stingy, he's a kamtzen, he views coins as their value in precious metal, and that's not really the proper way to look at them. Since they're stamped with a certain value, that's the way you should look at it, because that's the way they're used on the market, and if he doesn't do that, he's just a kamtzen. But that doesn't impact their ability to be used for maaser sheni. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Zayin and Ches, continue to discuss Aina and other things as well. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.